African Voice News, the Global Link.
Parents urged to resolve marital disputes in a mature way. AAAZ concerned over CPI report. And Guinea-Bissau opposition leader faces military court over coup plot allegations. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chinopa. Families and Nations has expressed concern over continued reports of children dying because of marital disputes. This follows a report where the Zambia Police Service in Dola District launched a manhunt for a man who allegedly murdered his 8-month-old female child with a shovel during a marital dispute. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Association founder Judith Mwila expressed sadness blaming on the lack of responsibility by some parents. Mrs. Mwila stressed that no child deserves to die in such a manner, reminding parents of the importance of being responsible for their children, especially infants who solely depend on them. Violent activities in the presence of children is wrong, as parents who are supposed to be responsible enough and ensure that marital disputes do not affect the children, said Mrs. Mwila. She has cautioned parents not to fight in the presence of their children, as it leaves them traumatized and some will grow up thinking it's normal and pass it on into their marriages. She has urged parents to be mature in the manner they handle and resolve marital disputes, saying disputes should never resort to violence.
Because in any case, children don't even understand why daddy and mommy are fighting. Sometimes they will not understand. And especially now in the situation where a child even loses their life like that, it's most regrettable, it is very sad, and it is a huge concern. Because it means that the children are paying the price for something they don't know. They don't know why people are fighting. But a child ends up being attacked and being losing their life. It's irresponsible. And I think one thing I can appeal to parents, they need to be mature in their marriages.
Mary's Meal Zambia says the organization's school feeding program is playing a significant role in narrowing the gender inequality gap in education. Organization Head of Growth and Communications, Mazula Mwinga, says the provision of daily meals in schools is enabling both girls and boys to attend classes regularly and concentrate on their studies. Speaking today on the Community Forum program on Radio Christian Voice today, Mr. Mwinga noted that in many vulnerable communities, poverty often forces families to make difficult choices about which children to send to school, with girls frequently being disadvantaged. However, the introduction of school meals has helped ease that burden by attracting equal enrollment of boys and girls, said Mr. Mwinga. Mr. Mwinga said the school feeding program ensures that children have at least one nutritious meal a day in the place of education, improving not attendance but also helping learners to focus and perform better in class. He added that the initiative has particularly benefited girls who are sometimes kept at home due to economic hardships or household responsibilities. Mr. Mwinga further emphasized that education is a key driver of social and economic development, and ensuring equal access for both boys and girls contributes to long-term community transformation.
The inequalities I think somehow through the school feeding program, the gap has become narrower, in the sense that when you go into all the schools where we have presence, where we are implementing the school feeding program, from our perspective, we have realized that by women volunteering to come to cook for their children, there is an aspect of enhanced leadership.
Mm.
So now I think that aspect also encourages the young girls to be saying, say, okay, my mother is leading a team of other women and men into implementing the school feeding program at that particular school. So it means...
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia, AAAZ, has expressed concern over the decline in Zambia's 2025 Corruption Perceptions Index, CPI, score from 39 out of 100 in 2024 to 37 out of 100 in 2025. Recently, Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, noted an increase in corruption as Zambia's 2025 CPI score dropped by 2 points from 39 in 2024 to 37 in 2025. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Association Executive Director Luchembe Chilufya stressed that although the reduction is 2 points, it is significant because it marks the first reversal in 5 years and signals that anti-corruption reforms may not yet be firmly institutionalized. Mr. Chilufya further expressed concern regarding the country's ranking, which has dropped from 92nd to 99th with the recent update of the 2025 CPI. The sectors most implicated include public procurement, political party and campaign financing, and public empowerment and social protection programs where large public funds are dispersed, said Mr. Chilufya. Mr. Chilufya has called on the urgent need to enact a comprehensive political party and campaign financing legislation to close transparency gaps and reduce undue influence in political processes. He further called for strengthened enforcement of public procurement regulations, decisive follow-through on findings from the Auditor General and the Financial Intelligence Center, and enhanced transparency in the management of empowerment and social protection funds.
What is particularly revealed in this is actually the 15-point drop in the World Economic Forum Executive Opinion Survey, and a 3-point decline in the varieties of democracy project scores. So this suggests that the increase in perceived corruption is not random, but concentrated in areas where public authority, procurement systems, and political influence intersect.
President Hage Ndehichilema last evening joined several African heads of state and government who attended the second edition of the Italy-Africa Summit in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. President Hichilema is in Addis Ababa to attend the 39th ordinary session of the Assembly of Heads of State and Government of the African Union. Zanis reports that the president is accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe and his water development and sanitation counterpart Colin Zovo and senior government officials. The summit was co-hosted by Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who is also President of the Council of Ministers of Italy, and the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Abiy Ahmed Ali. The cooperation between African countries and Italy is hinged on the Mattei Plan, which was launched by Italy in 2024. It is a strategic, non-predatory partnership framework designed to foster long-term, mutually beneficial cooperation between Italy, the European Union, EU, and African nations. In African news, Guinea-Bissau's main opposition leader, Domingo Simoes Pereira, appeared before a military court on Friday facing allegations of involvement in multiple coup attempts, accusations his entourage has vehemently denied as politically motivated. Pereira, leader of the historic PAIGC party that led the nation to independence in 1974, was summoned for questioning over his alleged role in at least two coup plots in late 2023 and October 2025. A senior military officer cited many suspicions regarding his involvement in subversive actions, though no formal charges have been detailed. Coming up shortly, U.S. Homeland Security shutdown could mean airport delays, travel groups say. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Travel groups and airlines are warning of potential disruption as the U.S. federal government partially shut down after lawmakers failed to reach